Okay, so let's learn a little bit. Someone came over to me yesterday morning, right after davening, and said that he wants to get his talis cleaned in honor of Yom Narayim, which is a fairly common thing for people to do, but he said he was having a hard time finding Jewish people who do it, Jewish people who clean talisim, and he wanted to know if he's allowed to give it to a non-Jew. He said he found the dry cleaners that's owned by a Jew, but the people who work there are not Jewish. So is there a thing that a non-Jew is not allowed to clean your talis? So the Ramah in Simon Chaf Aleph, Siv Gimel, after the Shulchan Aruch says that that one is allowed to wear tzitzis into a beis hakisei. The Rama comments that you're for sure allowed to sleep wearing tzitzis. And then he says that there are some that say that there's a minhag not to sleep with a talis that has tzitzis, and not to give to a cleaner who's not a Jewish person. What is all this about? It's so that you shouldn't have. It shouldn't be a bizayon to the mitzvah. But the Rama then adds, Achnoagim lahakal lishkov behem. There is a minhag that we are makel to at least lie down in them, to at least sleep in them, even if we're not going to be makel about the other things. So the Mishnah Berurah adds two important points over here. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah in Simchat Zayin writes, Elamatir tzitzis v'achar kach kovsan, that this is a din in the tzitzis, not a din in the beged. Meaning, if you could take the tzitzis off of the beged and just give the beged to be cleaned, you could certainly do that and then retie the tzitzis afterwards, even though that beged is a beged that is miyuchad for tefillah, that's something that you only use for tefillah and you don't use any other time, it would still be permissible. Also, the Shulchan Aruch, when the Mishnah Berurah adds, that when the Shulchan Aruch says that the minhag is to be lenient and to sleep in them, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'chein litein l'koveis ein Yehudi, that at the very end, when it said, oh yeah, the minhag is that we're makel, it's also going on the idea of giving it to the dry cleaners, that we're also makel on that as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, miyu yesh machmirin b'zeh, sheyasa kanal. But there are some that are machmir to do, like we said, to remove the tzitzios and then just give the beged. So the general inyan of bizoy mitzvah is a fascinating topic. It doesn't seem, this halacha doesn't seem to fit very neatly into the other known categories of bizoy mitzvah. The Gemara in Maseches Chulin daf Pei Zayin and Maseches Shabbos daf Chaf Beis tells us that you're not allowed to do kisui adam beregel because that's considered to be a bizoy mitzvah. The Gemara says, it appears in Shabbos daf Chaf Beis, because in Bab Madlik, the Gemara says, counting ma'os keneged ner Chanukah is also considered a bizoy mitzvah. So there is in Sefer Charedin, the Akdama L'mitzvahs, Os Hei, my brother quotes in the Sefer Nesiach Buchakecha, he lists like a whole bunch of different categories, a whole bunch of different types of bizoy mitzvah that one should avoid. He says, for example, doing mitzvos with a sense of kalas rosh is a bizoy mitzvah. To do a mitzvah in a denigrating way, like lekicha al yedei davar acher, not to take the mitzvah by hand directly, could be a bizoy mitzvah. And today's Dav Yomi, in Krisus Dav Chav Ches, last Dav Mitzvah Krisus, also appears in Pesachim Dav Nun Zayin. The Gemara says, the Gemara quotes a brisa that the Azara screams out about four different people. One of the people that the Azara screams out about is one of the Kohanim who refused to touch that which he was doing the avoda with directly. He would wrap his hands in cloth so that he shouldn't mess up his hands, he shouldn't dirty his hands. And that's a bizoy mitzvah because he's putting himself, he refuses to humble himself, he's putting himself above the mitzvah. That's in contrast to what we learn in Pesachim Daf Samechei, that the Kohanim used to walk out Arkav Huseyim Bedam, that on Erev Pesach, when there were so many Karbanos Pesach that were brought, Kefayim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim, right, that they would walk knee-deep in blood on Erev Pesach, and that's all part of the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to suffer that sort of indignity, because it's not suffering. It's part of the way that we're Mechabi the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Nun, Si'if Aleph, that even though normally, if you have a Chashav Talmud Chacham, he's not going to busy himself with cleaning the house, or with preparing the kugel, or something like that, you do it on Erev Shabbos, and you don't worry about your own kavod. We did the Bir Halacha writes that we don't apply the principle of gadol kavod abriya shadochalos se shabbat Torah in such an instance because everyone realizes you're doing it l'kavod amakom, and anything that you're doing l'kavod amakom is worthwhile and is not considered a bizayon to yourself. It's a way of respecting the mitzvah. There is though a difference between tashmishe mitzvah versus tashmishe kedusha. Tashmishe kedusha which Rav Shechter's Magdir in Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, that which is has direct connection to Ksav Shel Torah, Tashmishei Kedusha, even the Achar Zman Mitzvasan, the Gemara Megillah tells that Tashmishei Kedusha, even when it's no longer usable, it's Nignazin. It still has to be treated with great dignity. Tashmishei Mitzvah, that have no Sheiches to Ksav Shel Torah, it's just something that's used as a Chefzah Shel Mitzvah, needs to be treated with dignity while it's still usable as a Chefzah Shel Mitzvah. So certainly a talis is still usable when the tzitzis are still there and you just need to get it cleaned, is still in the category of Tashmishei Mitzvah. And that's what the Ramah is basing himself on when he says not to sleep in the talis. That's what the Shulchan Aruch over there in Siv Dalet says, your tzitzis shouldn't drag on the floor, partially because of that, also because Shem Yikru, the strings might get torn. And this also relates to what the Shulchan Aruch passes in Siv Mem Dalet, not to sleep in tefillin, although over there you have another concern of Shema Yafiach Behen. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kuf Samach Zayin Siv Kan Peches says not to throw bread, that the bread for a motzi is called the Chefzah Shel Mitzvah, and you shouldn't throw the bread. Rav Shechter explains in Eretz HaTzvi that you have to see the whole piece to appreciate what this means, but that the bread is the Chefzah Shel Maisa Mitzvah of the Birch Sanenin, even though it isn't the Chefzah Shel Kiyama Mitzvah, and that's enough to make it a Chefzah Shel Mitzvah, that you shouldn't be Mevaza the Mitzvah. Okay, great. So now we have this notion of Bizei Mitzvah that we have to try to avoid. Which mitzvahs, what kinds of mitzvahs does this apply to? So the Bir Halacha and Siman Chaf Aleph says, certainly even to mitzvahs Rabbanan. He says we see that from the Gemara talking about Ner Chanukah. So clearly it applies to mitzvos midrabbanan, and therefore even if you're a Svardi and it's a cotton beged, and you hold that which is not semer pishim is only chayiv midrabbanan, not like Ashkenazim who hold that which is not semer pishim is chayiv midaraisa. Even if you hold that it's only chayiv midrabbanan, you would still have a concern of bizei mitzvah. Beralach and sim tavkuf peches adds beyond that it even applies to hechsher mitzvah. Based on Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara says that you can't shine the shofar shel Rosh Hashanah b'mei raglayim mipnei hakavod, because even though it's only a hechsher mitzvah, Bir Halacha uses that as a raya that one has to treat with dignity not only the mitzvah itself but even the hechsher mitzvah. So what about giving to a non-Jewish cleaner? Where exactly is the bizoy he's going to be treating with dignity? Adrabe, he's going to be enhancing it, he's going to be cleaning it, he's going to be making it better. So what exactly is the bizoy mitzvah? So the closest parallel that you could think of where we have something like this in Halacha is in Hilchos Mezuzah. Now there's your Shalmi in the first paragraph of Masechet Peah that says that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi sent a mezuzah to somebody, names the somebody, and there's a big discussion in the Achronim. Could it be that he sent a mezuzah to someone who is not a Jew? And they all try to figure it out, but the Ramah Paskins in Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeas in Reish Sadi Aleph, in the context of the discussion of when you move out of a house, how you're not supposed to take the mezuzahs with you. So if there's a non-Jew who's moving in, then you do take the mezuzahs with you. The Ramah writes that if a non-Jew asks for a mezuzah to hang on his door, that it's asur litnali. You're not allowed to give him a mezuzah if he's to a non-Jew, even if he asks for it. The Ramah adds that if there's eva and it will be harmful to the Jewish people, if you don't honor the request, then it would be mutter. But typically, generally, if you're given the option, you're not supposed to give a mezuzah to a non-Jew. Why not? And let's see if any of these reasons would apply to tzitzis, because you have to remember mezuzah is different than tzitzis. Mezuzah is tashmishei kedusha. Tzitzis is only tashmishei mitzvah. It's an entirely different madrega. So the Be'er Sheva in Siman Lamed Vav writes, because non-Jews will be using the mezuzah as a skula. They'll be using it for security purposes, not for tzivay Hashem, and that itself is a bizayin to the mitzvah, the misuse of it. L'chora, that doesn't apply to tzitzis. L'chora, the non-Jewish dry cleaner is not using it for shmira, nor is he using it for the mitzvah. He's just using it to make a parnasa, so he's cleaning it like he would clean anything else. The Be'er Hetiv says that you can't trust him to treat the mezuzah properly. L'chora, that might apply to tzitzis, because you're not, if the tzitzis is still usable, you still have to treat it with some level of dignity, but not to the same level that we'd be concerned by mezuzah. And the Shari Tshuva in Siman Kuf and Zayin says that, no, the problem with giving him mezuzah is people are going to think he's Jewish. He's got a mezuzah on his door, people are going to think he's Jewish. They tell the mice of the non-Jew who put a mezuzah on his door, and then he had to take it down very soon after, because people kept on knocking on his door asking for money. He didn't understand what this was all about. out. So if people will make that mistake, that they'll think that he's Jewish, so that would be a problem. So l'chora, no one is going to think the dry cleaner is Jewish when you're giving him the tzitzis. So it doesn't seem to be. That's why min hadin, it's not really a problem. It's a yesh nagu to be machmir that the Rama suggests, and that the Mishnah Brura thinks that we're not noheg that way anymore. In later posts, when the Kaf HaChaim writes in Simon Chaval Sivkat on Tov, Sivkat on Tazayin, that Hamachmir Tov Alav Bracha, but when not possible, you could be Somech Al Makilin. He thinks it's a good idea to be Machmir about this issue. In the Tshuvas Kinyan Torah, Chelik Beis, Simon Beis and Gimel, which I did not look up, but I saw quoted in the Piskei Tshuvas, he says, nowadays they use machines to wash things, so it's not a problem. I don't really understand, I don't know why, meaning I don't understand the problem in the first place, I don't know why it wouldn't be a problem if they're using a machine. He says, no, because when they're washing by hand, it's bringing it down to the river, and it's derech bizayon that they're messing with it the whole time. Over here, they just put it into a machine. It's not a problem. And he says, and this somewhat of a chiddush, that as long as it's a Jewish-owned business, it's not a problem. If the Jewish-owned dry cleaner, or kal v'chomer, if you employ a non-Jew in your house who does your laundry for you, that would not be a problem, because it's yad poel ki yad balabayis, and it's tachas your shlita, and therefore it's not a problem. Again, not sure why not, meaning if the problem is that you're entrusting the chefta shel mitzvah with the non-Jew, so whatever the problem is, to whatever extent it is a problem, the charet should still be the same. The Eshal Avrami Bachach just adds that this also only applies to a talis gadol and not to a talis katan. So the whole thing is only a chumra to begin with. But even as a chumra, it seems that the later poskim have what to say to even for one who wants to be machmir about this in general, to be a little bit more makel with modern methods of cleaning items. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Thank you.